Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Friday, May 5th, and this is your FT News Briefing. Shares in U.S. regional banks continued to slide on Thursday. It's unclear what's going to stop the bleeding. Plus, Europe's central bankers raised rates again, and weaker sales took a big bite out of Apple's revenues. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Investors continued to sell off shares in U.S. regional banks yesterday. PacWest says it's in talks with several potential partners and investors after reports came out about a potential sale. Its shares ended the day down 50%. To talk more about what's going on, I'm joined by the FT's U.S. banking correspondent, Stephen Gandell. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. Thanks for having me with you.
There has been instability in U.S. regional banks all week. What's causing the instability at lenders like PacWest?
Well, the thing that's disturbing is that the first problems we had were with banks that were really kind of unusual, right? Silicon Valley did almost all of its business with startups and venture companies. Signature had a really big crypto processing unit. These newer banks, they're generally typical regional banks. And it seems that the market was hoping for a lot more help from the Fed or the FDIC, or someone to stop this crisis that we've had.
But the FDIC has stepped in. I mean, in a reactive way rather than a proactive way. It is stepping in to help get deals done so these banks that are failing are taken over. Why isn't that reassuring bank investors and people who have their money deposited in banks?
The key word was bank investors. It's the bank investors that are freaking out. We actually had statements from PacWest in the last day saying, hey, you know, our deposits aren't leaving anymore. They've been pretty stable for the last month. It's just the stock investors that are freaking out. And the reason why that there's maybe a difference here is because the quote-unquote rescues we've had and from the FDIC, they've wiped out shareholders again and again, right? In First Republic, yeah, the depositors were totally fine, but the stockholders were wiped out. And so if you're a stockholder, you're probably more nervous than you were just a few days ago, even if as a depositor, you're less nervous.
If you're an investor, aren't you kind of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, the first person out the door is not going to be hurt. So each individual actor might be acting in their best interest, but collectively, there's a collective failure that makes things worse.
So, Stephen, this week the Fed only raised interest rates by 25 basis points. So that's a quarter of a percentage point. Why was that not enough to calm folks down?
So I think the Fed is not doing everything it can do to stop the banking crisis, to stop bank investors from freaking out. The Fed is still fighting its war against inflation, which is what really has caused this, the fact that they were selling down their bond portfolio, the fact that they were raising interest rates rather rapidly. That is what's hurt these regional banks that had a lot of bonds and lost money and were funding themselves through cheap deposits that are now not cheap anymore because the Fed's raised interest rates.
Stephen Gandell is the FT's U.S. banking correspondent. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
The European Central Bank raised interest rates by 25 basis points yesterday. It's the ECB's seventh rate rise in a row, and it looks like it won't be the last. The FT's Frankfurt bureau chief, Martin Arnold, says some at the ECB wanted an even tougher interest rate hike of 50 basis points.
But in the end, they were bought off through a carefully constructed compromise, which entailed basically going down to 25 basis points, but at the same time committing to do more and saying we're not done yet, we're not pausing, we have further ground to cover, and also, crucially, accelerating the pace that they shrink their balance sheet by reducing the amount of bonds that they have.
So, Martin, the Federal Reserve is looking like it might take its foot off the gas and hit pause on raising interest rates. Do we have a sense of when the ECB is going to do the same?
There wasn't much of a sign or a signal on that from the ECB or its president, Christine Lagarde, just that there's more ground to cover and that they will be data dependent in deciding how much further to go and how high to raise rates. Most economists and analysts think that they will do a couple more quarter point raises and then stop this summer. But nobody really knows, because it all depends on what happens with core inflation, stripping out energy and food. So underlying inflationary pressures, and are those coming down? And until they're coming down in a sustainable way, I don't think it's easy for the ECB to stop raising rates. And also they want to see what happens with the way that higher interest rates are transmitted through the banking system. So do they see that loan demand continues to fall? And that should have a cooling effect on inflation, and that will give them more confidence to stop raising rates.
Martin Arnold is the FT's Frankfurt Bureau Chief. Apple's first quarter revenues beat analyst expectations, but they also shrank for a second straight quarter. The iPhone maker said yesterday that total revenues fell about 2.5% year on year, and a big part of that was that people weren't buying as many Mac computers and iPads. There was good news, though. iPhone sales rose 2%, and the division that deals with the App Store and reoccurring digital subscriptions rose in line with forecasts. Oh, and Apple shares jumped about 2% after the bell. When singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran came out with his hit song Thinking Out Loud,
heart could still fall less.
Some people heard a striking similarity to Marvin Gaye's hit, Let's Get It On. Some of the folks behind Let's Get It On sued for copyright infringement back in 2014. And the big question here is, what is considered inspiration and what's considered stealing? Yesterday, a jury in New York settled that matter, at least for Thinking Out Loud. It ruled that Sheeran did not infringe on the copyright of Let's Get It On. Sheeran, I think he was joking here, said he was happy he won't have to retire from his day job.
So honey, now, take me into your loving arms.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back next week for the latest business news. The FT News Briefing is produced by Sonia Hudson, Fiona Simon, and me, Mark Filippino. Our editor is Jess Smith. We had help this week from David DeSilva, Michael Lello, and Gavin Coleman. Our executive producer is Topher Forges. Cheryl Brumley is the FT's global head of audio, and our theme song is by Metaphor Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.